Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director for CEF of Illinois.
Hi, and thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations, where we seek to ignite God's people with a passion and to equip them in telling future generations about God and His Word. Last week, we began airing a three-part program, a message by Dr. Robert Morgan, a pastor, author, and national speaker, on the Palm Sunday rules. Dr. Morgan was speaking to our CEF family at one of our national conferences concerning the importance of ministry to children and why ministry to children is so vital and necessary today. We are now just 1 week away from our upcoming CEF symposium with Dr. Robert Morgan. Again, we want to invite you to come and join us for this special event as Dr. Morgan will be sharing with us here in Peoria on Saturday, October 8th in the evening at Grace Presbyterian Church, beginning at 6 o'clock p.m., two sessions on Why Children Now. Dr. Morgan will be addressing in the first session our growing secular society, and then the second session, he will be speaking about our call to a renewed response to our spiritual mission, all wrapped around the theme of Why Children Now. We hope you again enjoyed listening today to Dr. Robert Morgan. That is hopefully just a tantalizing taste of Dr. Morgan's preaching as we continue airing the second part of this three-part program called The Palm Sunday Rules Regarding Children.
Children can praise the Lord, they can be born again, they can trust the Lord, and they can learn the scriptures. And then number five, children can grow in the nurture and in the instruction of the Lord, because we have this specific word in the book of Ephesians in chapter 6, verse 4, fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the nurture and in the admonition of the Lord. So Jesus, it says, grew in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man. And that is really, in one verse, our ultimate goal in children's ministry. And that is to make them Christ-like, to help children to grow in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man. That's a verse that I pray for my grandchildren regularly, that little verse from Luke chapter 2 about the childhood of Jesus. They can grow in the nurture and instruction of the Lord. And number six, children can be discipled. And there's a wonderful verse in the book of Proverbs that many of us lean on, and it's Proverbs 22, verse 6, and it says, train up a child in the way they should go, and when they are old, they will not depart from it. And this indicates that children can be discipled, and they can be trained up in the way they should go, and that training in childhood will cast a lifelong shadow over their hearts. Now, some people say this is an ironclad promise. Other people say it is a principle in Scripture, as we have many principles in the book of Proverbs. You can interpret that however you want to, but I take this verse pretty seriously. I take it pretty literally. It has comforted me many a time. We had a daughter who got away from the Lord for a while, and I just kept coming back to this verse and praying it. And I think there is a great benefit and tremendous advantage to a child that has a spiritual foundation in childhood, and there is a sense in which they will never outgrow that. And we had to pray our daughter back to the Lord. It took a long time. And I had a lot of encouragement, a lot of people praying with me. And I know some of you are worried about young people and children and grandchildren in your lives. I put together a little book called Prayers and Promises for Worried Parents, and it went out of print. And Buzz Baker so pressed me that we sort of bullied the publisher until we got it back into print again. But we need to continue praying for our children, because children can be discipled. And in childhood, they can provide a spiritual foundation. And even if they get wobbly later on, there is a magnetism to that foundation that, coupled with our prayers, can do tremendous good. And number seven, children can receive blessings from God. Children can receive blessings from God. Mark chapter 10 and verse 13 says they were bringing children to him that he might touch them, and he took them in his arms and he blessed them, laying his hands on them. And I just love this picture. Can you imagine being a dad or a mom having a newborn, and you brought it to Jesus and he took that child in his arms, or maybe a one-year-old, a two-year-old, maybe a toddler, and he blessed that child? And I think he does this through us. And really what we're doing, I think, is a reenactment of what Jesus was doing here. And so at the end of our worship services, a young family or a young mother or dad will bring their child up, their baby, and I'll get him in my arms and we'll kneel down and we will pray and ask the Lord to bless that child just the way that Jesus blessed the infants in his day. And children can receive these blessings. And sometimes, I know all of you have had this experience, you put your hand on the shoulder or on the head of a child and you can bless that child in the same sense Jesus was here, because we're his emissaries, and we can say, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you. Lord, bless this child, bless him and keep him, and make your gracious countenance to rest upon him and give him peace. And children can receive these blessings from the Lord. And number 8, children can obey the Lord. And I want to show you a passage here. For a long time, I was a little confused by this passage, and it's in the book of Ecclesiastes in chapter 12. But I want to show it to you. So if you have your Bibles, turn with me to Ecclesiastes 12. I love the book of Ecclesiastes. It's philosophy 101 in the school of the Bible. And Solomon here is a professor of philosophy, as it were. Philosophy 101. He's a professor of philosophy at the University of Jerusalem. I think that, in my opinion, he has come out of his terrible wandering years in the wasteland, and he has come back to a true view of what things ought to be, and he is teaching the students here the vanity of any philosophy that excludes God. And he comes to the very last chapter, and he says something here that for many years when I read it, I thought, why is this in the Bible? Now, some of us are getting up in age. I've got a birthday coming up later this month. I'll be 62. And some of you are younger than I am, and some of you are older, but we're all getting older. And the Bible presents age in very positive terms. Everywhere you read it in the Bible about getting older, it is positive, except for here. And I thought, why is this such a negative view? And then, finally, as I was preaching through Ecclesiastes a few years ago, it dawned on me that this is positive too. The writer here, Solomon, is looking at this comically. This is humor. If you think the Bible doesn't contain any humor, this is humor. He was trying to get us to smile about old age. And this is what he says, beginning in chapter 12. Remember your Creator in the days of your youth, when you're a child, before the day of trouble comes and the years approach when you say, I find no pleasure in them. In other words, you better serve the Lord while you're a child and while you're young, before you become too old to enjoy life. Verse 2. Before the sun and the light and the moon and the stars grow dark and the clouds return after the rain. In other words, before your eyesight goes. And verse number 3, when the keepers of the house tremble. What are the keepers of the house? What do you keep house with? Your hands. Before you get trembly with your hands. And the strong men stoop. What's that got to do with your posture? You begin to stoop over. When the grinders cease because they are few. In other words, before your teeth fall out, he is saying. And those looking through the windows grow dim. In other words, your eyes lose their sparkle and their focus. Verse 4, before the doors of the street are closed and the sound of the grinding fades. In other words, you're inside your house, the door is closed, there's a lot of noise going on outside your house, but when you open the door, you can't hear it. It's just as though the door was closed because your hearing is gone. When people rise up at the sound of the birds, but all their songs grow faint. And number 5 says, when people are afraid of the heights and the danger of the streets, in other words, you're unstable. When you walk down the street, people have to help you because you're about to fall over. And then it says, when the almond tree blossoms. What does an almond orchard look like when it's all in bloom? It looks like a group of white-haired people there. And the grasshopper drags itself along. In other words, you're just sort of doubled up and angular like a grasshopper. And desire is no longer stirred. I'm just going to leave that one alone. Then people go to their eternal home and mourners go about the streets. In other words, you die and they go to your funeral and then they go on their way and they forget about you. Remember the Lord your Creator before the civil cord is severed, before the golden bowl is broken, before the pitcher is shattered at the spring and the wheel is broken at the well. I'm going to give you my paraphrase of this. Make sure you serve God early in life, Solomon is saying. Give him first place in your heart and habits, and do it while you're young, before you get old and broken down, before you grow too old to enjoy life, before your eyesight grows dim and your hands tremble and your posture stoops and your teeth fall out. Serve God before your eyes lose their sparkle and your hearing goes, and when walking down the street is like navigating an obstacle course. Serve him before your hair turns white, before you're doubled up like a grasshopper, before you're so old you've lost your passion. Serve him before it's too late, before you die like a bowl shattering or a cord snapping, before you're carted away to be buried while mourners pause to remember you and attend your funeral and then go about their business. Serve God now while you can, while you're young. Get started and go with him all the way from childhood. So that's what Ecclesiastes says.
Again, we hope you enjoyed listening today to this special broadcast from Dr. Robert Morgan as he emphasizes and teaches us directly from Scripture why we need to reach children now. Children need to first know the Lord and then grow in obeying the Lord and then to go on to serve the Lord with all their life from childhood and go all the way with God. We invite you to join us next Saturday, October 8th, for our first CEF Ministry Symposium with Dr. Robert Morgan called Why Children Now. For tickets or more information, call us at 309-688-9699 or visit our website at cefofillinois.com. Thank you again for listening to Telling Future Generations, and may the Lord encourage your heart today to serve Him all of your life from your youth up, both now and evermore.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.
God, who gave us life, gave us liberty. Can the liberties of a nation be secure when we have removed a conviction that these liberties are the gift of God? So reads the words at the Thomas Jefferson Memorial in Washington. I'm Robert Morgan, and our culture has undergone a tectonic shift. In one generation, America has gone from a Judeo-Christian worldview to a post-Christian one to an anti-Christian one. We need to respond to our secular society by remembering our biblical mandate and spiritual mission. I invite you to come to an evening symposium by Child Evangelism Fellowship called Why Children Now on October 8th at Grace Presbyterian Church in Peoria. Now more than ever is the time to reach children with the gospel of Jesus Christ. For tickets or information, visit cefofillinois.com or call 309-688-9699.